shrinkage in the economy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here goes the recession talk.
Because amid surging inflation, GDP in the first 3 months of this year contracted unexpectedly.
This is actually lower than the lowest estimate that I even saw. You know, we get the range from economists before we go into these numbers every quarter. -1.4%.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. It's the first quarterly economic contraction since the early days of COVID in 2020. Unemployment remains low. The 180,000 first time jobless claims last week, a slight decline from the prior week. Moderna wants to jab babies, filing for the first government approval to give a COVID vaccine to very young kids.
Moderna has submitted data to the Food and Drug Administration, hoping to prove its two low-dose shots can protect kids younger than 6 years old. As of now, only children older than five can be vaccinated in the U.S. with Pfizer's vaccine, which leaves about 18 million kids younger than that unprotected.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden will speak again this morning in support of Ukraine. He's asking Congress for more military and humanitarian aid and the power to seize Russian assets as invasion punishment, but Russian leader Vladimir Putin is warning of consequences for those who intervene.
Our retaliatory strikes will be lightning fast. We have all the tools for this, things no one else can boast of having.
Well, Homeland Security Secretary will be questioned next hour at another House hearing on the expected surge of migrants when the Biden administration lifts a COVID-era policy that blocked some from entering here illegally. Alejandro Mayorkas told lawmakers yesterday they have a plan to handle it. He clashed with Congressman Ralph Norman.
You're an ideologue that thinks letting anybody in under any circumstance, is okay. And this country will pay a price as has never before.
Congressman, you have so grotesquely mischaracterized my position.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
That Trump border policy President Biden is trying to undo is still mired in a court fight.
Federal Judge Robert Summerhays, a Trump appointee, said the Biden administration must stop phasing out use of Title 42 to expel migrants, at least until a hearing on the matter set for May 13th. Administration officials did say they've started processing some migrants, specifically from Central American countries, ahead of a plan to lift Title 42 May 23rd. Republicans and even some Democrats have questioned the timing, saying record numbers of migrants are already coming, even with the COVID-era health rule in place. Summerhays had previously said he was inclined to agree with the more than 20 states that had sued, finding the record shows a likelihood of irreparable harm to states in the form of increased costs and burdens. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It's a somber day in Israel. Those sirens went off at 10 a.m. local time, honoring those killed during World War II holocausts.
Today is the 27th day of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar, and that is also the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, when Jews of Poland, a half a million walled into fewer than 2 square miles, attempted a revolt against their Nazi overseers. It is called Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day, and it is often marked by the March of the Living, a symbolic walk often by students to the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp. This year, and for the first time, groups of Arab students are joining the march with permission of their governments, an outgrowth of the cultural exchange with the State of Israel, prompted by the Abraham Accords. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Four astronauts arrived at the International Space Station last night, including Jessica Watkins, the first black woman to be part of the station crew. On Wall Street, despite the news on the economy showing an unexpected decline in the GDP, contraction instead of quarterly growth, stocks could rise. Dow futures up almost 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.